Hey guys, and welcome back to your Fast Pass to the Magic. I'm Gary, and today I'm here with Tom and Anna. Hi guys.
Hey, hi. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
All good.
Yeah, good, right?
So in today's episode, we're going to be going over our top three quick service restaurants in the Magic Kingdom. Now, I know there's not massive choice just in each and every park, but we figured why not? We're going to see if we can match each other's answers or see if we go completely different, because we don't know what the other ones picked. Actually, we went over this previously and was like, shall we say? And I was like, no, leave it, leave it.
I think there's going to be a good few sneaky highlights in there.
Probably will be, yeah. Okay, so I think we should pretty much jump straight into it, to be honest. And like I say, it's a top three, so we're going to count down from three. And who wants to start off?
I can start. Okay, so my favourite has got to be Aloha Isle, literally just because of a Dole Whip.
Wait. Is that your favourite? Is that your number three?
No, that's my number one.
Oh, I was going backwards. No, you've given that away already.
I can start again.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I can go first. So my number three is probably Casey's Corner.
Okay.
But it is the only place in the world I will eat a hot dog is Disney. Yeah.
It's in my list somewhere.
Yeah, it just, hot dogs really creep me out. I think my brother ate too many as a child, and that like smell of them in the microwave always kind of makes me feel a bit sick. But Disney is the only place in the world I will have one. And just before the fireworks, it's almost like a tradition. You need something quick to eat, it's just there, you get one. So that's my number three.
I mean, those corn dog nuggets are great as well.
Yeah, I've never
had a corn dog. They kind of, it just something about it. I'm like, I want to try it, but I'd want to try someone else's, so I'm not committed to buying a whole one.
That's the only thing that I get from there is the corn dogs. I've never actually had one of the hot dogs from there. So
okay, well, when we go in September, I'll try a bit of yours and you can try a bit of mine.
Are they still doing was it foot long or? Like really long one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Casey's do a foot long. Other places out there that I'm pretty sure do even a 2 foot one, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that might be the one that I was thinking of, because I swear they had that at Casey's at one point. But saying that, I've got the menu up and the foot long is $12.29, so it's not too bad, and that comes with fries as well. And I've just noticed, I didn't know this was there. They have frozen mint julep.
I always forget they have it until I go back and then realize I need to pick that up.
Now maybe
I thought that was like a California thing. No,
they have mint julep, the drink, but apparently this is the frozen version, and I didn't know it was there. Maybe I only found out about it last time I was at Disneyland and fell in love with it, because I don't remember seeing this on the menu at all. But maybe that's just me ignoring it.
There was a thing as well a while ago. I think it was, I want to say it was over a Christmas period one year, where they did like a new special hot dog like every week for like, it was like a 12 hot dogs of Christmas or something. Ooh. Like that. And there were some pretty out there ideas that they put through. I'd have to try and find a list of them, but
yeah, definitely take a look. I like the idea of that. That sounds good. And while you're doing that, I am going to go ahead and give you my number three. For my number three, I've gone for Cosmic Rays. It's a classic,
strong choice.
Everyone loves to go there. The reason it's my number three and not anywhere further up the list is the stations. I don't like the stations. There's two, you have to, there's like three, is it three different windows for if you want different things?
Yeah, and especially if I did mobile order there last time I went, and you get given a random pickup station, and you just sort of aimlessly walking around in a circle trying to find where you're needing to pick up.
Now, just looking through the menu, they have got like a good selection, actually. They got noodles and everything now. I just usually either go for a cheeseburger or nuggets. I'm like the safe option.
Basic Disney Parks food, but done good.
Staples.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, one of the draws to this, obviously, is
it's Sunny Eclipse.
Sunny Eclipse. That's his name. That's what I was thinking of. It was on the tip of my tongue. But yeah, Sunny Eclipse is a classic character, and obviously, this song's just repeat and repeat all day long. So I could imagine how much the cast members there love that guy.
Let's be honest, they all requested to work there because of Sunny Eclipse.
Probably. Yeah. It's the entertainment while you're at work. But yeah, that's my number three.
So, funnily enough, my number three is also Cosmic Rays.
Nice. There we go. We've got a match already.
Love Sunny Eclipse. They took him away for a while, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
It didn't last too long. The people spoke and they brought him back. But yeah, it's like I say, it's just good for that quick bite. It's sort of simple-ish food, but then it sort of elevates a bit because it's one of those places that's constantly got the special event food items selling. So during Halloween, they have special event burgers, and not necessarily just for the party either, just all through the season. And then during some of the parties and events, they turn it into the bigger, some sort of big dance hall sort of vibe. Normally more aimed towards the kids, but there's normally something going on in there.
Is that for Halloween or?
Yeah, so they definitely do. I think last year was a Descendants dance party they had in there.
That's interesting. I'm too busy getting all the candy to see that. So
It's also a double candy stop. So
well. There we go.
You have to go and see it. That doesn't even sound...
I think the last time I was at a Halloween event, rather than getting the food, at the end of the... Was it Halloween? It must have been. At the end of the night, they discounted so many snacks around the park, some like corn dogs and Gaston's Tavern, things for like a dollar or something, just to keep people in the park so they didn't like all leave at the same time. So obviously they had to stay around for that instead.
That's a good tip worth remembering. See if they keep doing that.
All right. So moving on to number two. I feel like we're going to get through this quite fast, but there's quite a lot to talk about. So, Anna.
So my number two would be Sleepy Hollow. Again. So we generally go there for like quick like breakfast. So like a funnel cake. So me and my friend or me and my cousin, whoever I'm going with, we'll go there, share a funnel cake, and then that will be like our breakfast. That's generally
I do enjoy the fruit funnel cakes. Because I know that they do chicken and waffles kind of thing, don't they?
Yeah, they do, which I actually have had those and they are good. I like the mixture of chicken and waffle with a little bit of maple syrup. Mm. But yeah, funnel cake for like breakfast is like our thing.
I'm gonna stick out here. I've still not had a Disney World funnel cake.
Oh no!
I keep meaning to have them, but the chicken and waffles actually sounds really good. I love chicken and waffles. It's a combination that shouldn't work, but it really does.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you have chicken and waffles over here in the UK, and it's gross in comparison to the US. I don't know why.
I don't know. I think I've had some good ones over here, or like duck and waffle. I've definitely had some good duck and waffle.
Ooh, that's a different one. That's fancy version.
Well, there's a whole place in London called like duck and waffle.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. It's very nice. Expensive, but you know.
Do they do any other foods at that location?
They do a Mickey waffle, don't they? Like a big one. I'm pretty sure.
Just bringing the menu up now just to check. Because I know it's something a small location. It's mainly for waffles and funnel cakes. But yeah
it's looks only a little window booth one, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much just the waffles and the funnel cakes, which is completely fine by me from the amount of time I've had funnel cakes and waffles from that place with I always go for the strawberries. Strawberries and cream. Like, very nice. I'm more of a sweet guy. I don't mind savory, like pancakes, waffles and things. I like chicken and waffles. But if there's a sweet option, I will go there.
Yeah, I can't imagine like a savory funnel cake. I think that would be a bit weird.
Yeah, that I don't think they offer
that.
No, there's a reason why they don't offer that. Yeah.
I think funnel cakes, from what I've seen, tend to work because they are doused in icing sugar.
Yeah,
that is true. All right, let's move on. Tom, did you find the...
Yes, so moving into that, my number two is Casey's Corner. It's very narrowly missed out on number one because it's one that I've not been as common eating there, even though it's really good food, because while they do it well, it's stuff you can just most of the time grab anywhere. But I am a sucker for beef hot dogs, which is what they serve. I'd always say beef hot dogs are better than the pork ones. It's just a better snap, bit more.
I honestly don't
bit
know
more
if
taste
I've had...
to them. But yeah, that 12. So it was actually 12 days of hot dogs they did. It was back in 2018. And it ran from December 14th to Christmas Day. And then that last one went from Christmas Day to the New Year. So just picking a couple of them out.
Gary's gone again.
Oh. And he's back.
I have no idea what happened there. My Wi-Fi decided to connect to a completely different network and threw me off. But we're back. So I don't know where I got to. Then you're talking about the beef hot dogs. You've probably already gone through this. So.
Yeah, we stopped some way through. So they'll pick back up in a second. And then it should just be able to cut this whole scenario out.
It's fine. We'll leave it in. We need the time.
Everything is content.
I did make a little list of the places I want to try, which I haven't tried.
Ooh, yeah, yes. I thought
we will be doing
honorable mentions. Yeah.
Yeah, we will be doing honorable mentions at the end. Don't worry.
All right. Okay. So yeah, picking on some of these ones they did over the couple of weeks. Aztec Dog, which is a sweet and spicy ground beef, creamy elote mixed with spicy lime mayo and Parmesan cheese. The one I really wish I could have tried was a pineapple teriyaki dog. It was the first day they did it on December 14th. Topped with roasted pineapple, teriyaki sauce, and green onions / spring onions.
That sounds really good. It sounds like it shouldn't work, but I can... imagine,
yeah, just sort of
really well,
sort of sweet caramelized almost flavor, just topping it off, I think would be really good. And then yeah, this is where the 2 foot long hot dog, yes, topped with a choice of two toppings, either Casey's classic chili cheese or mac and cheese, and that was the last one that ran from Christmas to New Year's Day.
And I swear the last time I saw that there, the 2 foot long was only like $2 more than the foot long, which is insane. The foot long is like $12.29 at the moment, and I swear it was like $14 or something. So for twice the hot dog, that's good.
That's how they get you though. They get you on there. Oh, it's so much better value.
Oh yeah, it's like going to the cinema, isn't it? And they're like, oh, the small is this price, medium is this price. Oh, for this 10p more, you can get the large.
But I don't need it, but it's so much better value.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you could get one and then split it in half for two people and then it would be cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There's always things to work out with that.
I'm surprised they never brought something similar to that back, though. I thought it was more recently than 2018, but...
I thought that as well, yeah. But saying that, the last 3-4 years have been a little bit of a blur.
Yeah.
So
I guess it's hard to come up with 12 new hot dogs every year.
Hot dog with mustard, hot dog with ketchup, hot dog with onions.
Oh, hot dog sauce. With ketchup and mustard.
Oh, pushing the boat out. But yeah, while we're on there, I am going to say as well, cases were actually number two for me as well. For the reason for me, again, the corn dog nuggets are a staple and a favourite. And for me, it feels like I haven't actually been to Magic Kingdom if I don't at least have the corn dog nuggets once. You have to have them. Otherwise, I'll get on the plane and cry. But yeah, they're one of those things. I guess it's like having a Mickey waffle or a churro or a Mickey's Premium Bar or something. But people are like, oh, I need to have it because it's a tradition. It's what you have to do when you're at Disney. Well, it's kind of the same for me with the corn dog nuggets, really. if I miss out on them, it's not the best time for me.
And they're, touch them.
And they're, no, yeah, and they're really good as well. Like I've only had corn dog nuggets at certain places. I've obviously had corn dogs at many places before, but I think for me, because they're nuggets, obviously, with the batter coated all the way around them, you get that crunch and softness all the way around.
Hot dog ratio.
Exactly, rather than just a little bit around the outside as you're biting into like a normal corn dog. Which people are going to be listening to me going, this guy's crazy. What the hell is he talking about? But it's good, okay? That's all you need to know.
I think the thing with cases as well is, like Anna touched on earlier, like it's that perfect after fireworks location and food. You know, put a mobile order in just as mm-hmm. the fireworks are finishing. You're going to be ready to collect in 10, 15 minutes or so and just sit in the hub just watching the crowds leave, avoiding that mass ferry and monorail exodus.
Yeah, especially if you don't mind hanging around for a little bit afterwards as well, because sitting on the hub grass as people are leaving and just laying down and just looking into the sky is such a nice feeling anyway. So to sit there with a hot dog or corn dog nugget and just snack while you do that as well. What a way to end a day.
What a way to live. Yeah.
All right. I think we're now ready for you, Anna. I know you was eager to come out with your number one.
You've got
start.
Us on edge. We're not sure what it's going to be.
I'm so surprised at what this could possibly be.
Okay. So my number one is Aloha Isle. For nothing else but a Dole Whip. This is my like nugget thing. If I don't get a Dole Whip, then I will cry on the plane home.
Which is strange for me because I love, personally, I prefer Dole Whip float.
I was just going to ask the question, yes. Are we Dole Whip or Dole Whip float?
Yeah, personally,
I do get a float, to be fair.
But for me, if I don't have one, it's not the end of the world. And I know it's so popular.
As many as possible. I've sat on a cold night. And it's our last day, and I'm like, we have to have one before we go. And sat shivering, eating one, because I know it's my last opportunity for a while. To the point where I'm literally like, I've got to finish it. It's my favorite thing. On a hot day, it's refreshing. On a cold day, it's just nice. Nothing better.
I know people are going to hate me for this, but I could probably have one the entire trip. Because to me, they're so sickly and a bit phlegmy.
Phlegmy? What a word to use.
Like it gets stuck on your throat.
Yeah.
It's nice, but one's enough. Maybe two.
No. I would have 3 or 4 a day easily. If it wasn't for the heartburn that would come with a float, I would have 3 or 4 a day.
Spreading the wings a bit further, broadening out, are we It's more set on Dole Whip floats rather than the neighbouring orange.
This is what I was just about to say. Ignore that. You haven't mentioned
Sunshine
the best
Tree
one.
Terrace.
You haven't mentioned the best one. The best one I've ever had, and I wish they still had. They had the, was it, oh, which one was it now? I'm going to have to look on my Instagram because it's on my Instagram. So you guys just carry on talking.
But I've never had any of the other ones. I've never done like the, I don't know, this bird one.
this bird one.
Or any of the others. The others. Yeah, the bird one. So I'm going to get hate from like Jenny, I think, for that one. But yeah, I've never done any of the others. I've seen the others online, but I've never been able to find them. They did like a Peter Pan one, I think, a little while
ago. So
which I think we tried to find the last time I was there, but we couldn't find it.
I think Freya's Nook really tends to do some of those ones as well. So like Peter Pan.
So like I'm way up trying the other ones. Well.
Okay, I found the one that I was thinking about. And it was called Red's Revenge.
Yes,
The strawberry flavored one.
See, that does look good.
And that was so, so good. And it had like a red, white chocolate Red's hat on top of it as well, which is really nice. But yeah, in comparison to the other flavors that I've had, that was the best float, that Dole Whip float that I've had.
Yes, so there's sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, I wish they'd bring it back.
There's a very similar one they did, which I had last time. I think that it's sort of become a bit of a staple on the menu now, is the lava float. And I think that was from Sunshine Tree Terrace. And that
what flavor was that?
I think it was a vanilla, but twisted with strawberry and then floated on strawberry Fanta with popping candy on the top.
Ooh, okay. That was really interesting.
That's obviously different. Based on the lava short.
I don't know if you'd already pulled it up, but I'm just pulling it up to take a look at it now.
Didn't they do like a Hey Hey themed one as well from like Moana, I think, didn't they? Or am I just making that up? I could be making that up.
No, I think they did.
Yeah. But yeah, again, I can never seem to find the others when I go. If not, I would try them.
Yeah, so the lava one actually replaced Red's Revenge. I lava you. Oh, and it was orange Dole Whip and strawberry. It's just orange Dole Whip, orange Fanta, and then strawberry and passion fruit syrup with popping candy. And that was $7.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that was good. And the Red's Revenge was with strawberry Fanta, I believe. They love the Fanta.
Yeah, I get confused because America's orange Fanta is anything but orange colour.
It's like highlighter orange.
It's neon.
Yeah. Me and one of my friend's husbands have like a thing about American Fantas. So whenever we like see each other, if I go or they go, we bring back each other like a Fanta and it's become like our thing. And I even managed to find him like, I think it's the melon Fanta that you get in...
Cool.
Yeah, I think I managed to find it on eBay for some ridiculous amount of money, which I then bought for him for Christmas, I think. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy this for you, but you have to share it with me. So I think it was like ridiculous, £15. Like, it was a joke. Ooh. Yeah. But you got to do what you got to do.
Here is a present for you. You may have a sip and then give it to me back.
Like, you have to share this with me. But it took me such a long time to find, because like during COVID, like he sent me a case of like the pineapple one, which again must have cost him like a fortune. So I was like, oh, now I've got to like repay this debt.
There's something about the American versions of drinks, even the ones that we have over here, like the Mountain Dew is so much better in the States. I don't know what they're putting in it.
Mountain Dew is the devil, I'm afraid. I do not agree with it.
They don't have the regulations like we do, so they can pull all the bad stuff in it that tastes better.
Yeah. And they're not as like fizzy. Like, I don't think American drinks are fizzy, where over here they're really fizzy and I hate that. Like, I would shake a bottle of whatever and leave it to sit for ages so it's not so fizzy. So it's actually quite nice when it's just like flat.
Gone off on a bit of a tangent here, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right. We're on to Tom.
My number one. So maybe a bit unexpected, but my top is Pecco's Bill.
I knew it'd have to come in somewhere.
And it's just simply for the fact that I love Mexican and Tex-Mex food. And I will hold my hands up. It is not that good a Tex-Mex or Mexican food. But it's one of those things. Is there any such thing as bad pizza? Is there any such thing as bad Mexican food? And the answer is no. It's all good.
And that's what I was just about to say. You said Pecos Bills. I say Pico's Bills.
It's actually just Bill. It's singular. So that always picks some people out as well.
But I guess if you're going to, it's like when people say going to Tesco's. It's that's for the UK listeners. But yeah, is it Pico's, Pecos? If you know, get in touch. Let us know. Because I've probably
there's definitely a right way, because it is based off the old cartoon character.
I have never been there, so I do not know.
Tom's on the Google now. But yeah, I do love that. And did I hear that they brought the toppings bar back? Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, it's still gone, which is definitely a big hit to it, because that was what made it so good.
That was the main thing. You get your tacos and just load them with toppings.
But I think they are pretty good, that if you ask them for extra bits when you are ordering, they will normally oblige. And yeah,
it's a bit like when they took like the salad bar away from like Harvester. It doesn't make it as fun.
Yeah, it is very
you
true.
You go for the salad bar at Harvester, like, and when they like had people who would like pick it for you, like, no, I don't want to be judged for my lack of salad and just croutons and bacon bits.
Could I have that, please? More.
I didn't say when. The one
for extras, I just kind of feel like, oh, these people are going to judge me because all I'm asking for is this.
The one sticking point on Pecos Pico Spill, though, is how much longer it's going to be around. There have been rumours with Tiana's taking over
Splash Mountain,
there's going to be Tiana's place taking over with the beignets.
I
won't be angry, but I miss my tacos.
The thing is, if they are not bringing the toppings bar back, I would happily have beignets instead.
Yeah, I mean, Disney World's been missing some easily accessible beignets for a while.
Oh, yes.
Or even if they did like a gumbo thing, that would be really good. Oh, yeah, that would be the easiest thing to eat around a park, but still.
But so are the tacos there. You have to sit down because when you load them with toppings, there's no way that you can walk around with those things. And that brings me on to the next point I was going to say about that. Every time that I go there, I struggle to find a seat.
The seating is horrendous.
Even though the place is huge and it's got so many seats, I always struggle to find a seat.
So often as well, though, they seem to close like a third of the area down, so you can't even, I've no idea why that is, but they definitely seem to make it harder, because there's a load of inside seating, there's a ton of outside seating as well, so it's great if you get there in time, you can watch Festival of Fantasy going by.
Yes, I didn't actually bring the menu up because I wanted to have a look at the menu, because I swear there was something that I wanted to try last time, but I never actually got around to it. They're currently doing iridescent nugget churros.
Iridescent?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Iridescent nugget churros. Served with a chocolate dipping sauce. That sounds quite good to me.
To be fair, again, it's one of those places that always hops on the special event food, so Hades nachos come to mind. Corn tear chips with this.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing those. Yeah,
red Dorito dust cheese sauce.
Here's one for you, Anna. God, I turned you into a frozen character there.
I understand how annoyed I was when I sat and watched that film and they didn't pronounce it Anna. I was fuming. I was just like, what?
They offer what's called the walking taco.
Yes. Oh. I forgot about that.
Which is just Seasoned ground beef, yellow rice, black beans, cheddar, jalapenos, tomato, sour cream, and corn chips served in a bag.
So oh, I love a bag taco. I love a bag taco.
Yeah. They basically really... just open a bag of Doritos sideways and throw it all in there.
I was going to say, but it's not even a taco at that because it's just nachos.
Taco in a bag. I used to do a lot of, like, I used to do guides as a kid, and what we when we did, like, camps, we used to have an evening where it was taco in the bag, and I swear to God, it was the best meal out the whole time we were there.
I mean, yeah, you can't go wrong with tacos or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to my number one. And this may come as a little bit of a surprise, because I feel like it's an bit of an odd one that either people go to or completely ignore. But I'm going to go with Columbia Harbor House.
Always hear good things, but as someone who is not a seafood fan, it's one that's an easy avoid for me.
Yeah, I kind of feel like seafood and like rides is a little bit of a mix.
Honestly, it's such nice food. It's not even that expensive as well. And if you can get seating upstairs, which you pretty much can all the time because it's always empty, you get a window seat, you look out, look straight across at the Haunted Mansion. If the parade's coming by, you can watch the parade from up there in the nice air-conditioned room. Get that. And for me, I always go for the trio platter, which is fried shrimp, chicken strips, and battered fish with hush puppies and a choice of a side. It's like $14.29. For like fish, the seafood is pretty decent. Oh, and a little hint for you. I hope this is still the case, at least. This is one of the very, very few locations at Walt Disney World that offer free refills on drinks.
Ooh. Okay.
Good tip.
Is that just to go up and ask, or is it?
Yes, yes. So if you just head, it's not advertised anywhere, but if you just head up to the counter with your cup and say, can I have a refill? They'll refill it for you. I don't know why, it's just certain locations. I think there's only like two or three locations in the whole of Walt Disney World that do that in the parks. And it's not advertised anywhere. So I don't know why only a few of them do and the rest of them don't. It's really, really strange. But yeah, Columbia Harbor House at least used to. I'm hoping they still do offer free refills on sodas.
Definitely worth remembering because they're not cheap.
Yeah, how much are they at the moment?
I think they tend to go around the $4 to $5
yeah,
range.
Yeah, it's showing on the menu here at $4.29. But if you're sitting in and you can drink a few of them and then refill one to go,
yeah,
it's worth it. But when it's just that price for one drink and other places don't offer refills, it's quite pricey.
But you still pay it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What
choices
are
there?
You have to bring your own bottle in and then fill it up with that really warm water.
I was going to say, it's either that or tap water, which weirdly enough, I've gotten so used to over the years that I don't mind the taste of like Florida.
Oh, yeah, like
I love
tap water. Don't get me wrong. I pretty much drink it 90% of my time. But it's those like warm water fountains that they have where the water is like then like really warm and gross. It's not what you want when you're like sweating in September.
And it all comes out cloudy and white.
Yeah, and you're like, ugh.
Well, the one hot tip I've always heard was pretty much any of these quick service restaurants we mentioned, you can, a lot of them as well, actually just have a little station set up. But if you go in and ask for just free ice water, you can get unlimited, just fresh, cold water from them.
Yes, indeedy.
And a lot of people will take a bottle and then refill the bottles from those cups. I know Pecco's Bill has a little corner set up to the side of the tills where they just have a big tray of them all out at the time. So hot tip, free fresh ice water. Don't be paying $8 for those bottles of smart water.
And they're just going up as well. The prices keeps going up with them. So, all right, so that is our top three. As mentioned, we are going to go through some honorable mentions as well. I know Anna had lists already set and ready.
Yeah. Pinocchio's Village, actually. That one. I was looking at their menu, and like their chorizo flatbread sounded really good. I was like, oh, that's something definitely that I would eat.
See, I never really go there because I never feel like pizza.
Yeah, same. It's one I've always avoided for no real reason of, oh, that doesn't look great, but it's never been attractive enough to think, oh, you know what, this time I've got to stop off at Village House for a flatbread.
Yeah, like I've always kind of walked past it before. I never really like looked, but actually looking at the menu, like I do love a bit of chorizo. So I was like, oh, that sounds really good.
It's got totally great views over the best ride in property.
It is the best ride.
Wave to all the small world boats passing underneath.
I'd wave back. I'm like, hey.
and they have the signs that you can hold up to them, yes, as well.
Love It's a Small World. My best friend's doorbell is actually It's a Small World. And they moved into the house and it was already preset as It's a Small World.
Oh,
I know, pretty epic, right? That's one of the reasons she bought the house.
It has a Disney doorbell, sold.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you an extra 5,000 just to keep that doorbell.
Exactly. She has like a little boy who's three and she's like, I can't wait to take him. So when he goes and It's a Small World, he's going to be like, I know this.
He'll recognize it. And then he'll have nightmares of it since.
You'll love it.
I think for the honorable mention for me, just because it's never open, Tomorrowland
Tortuga.
Terrace.
Oh, okay.
Ah, Tomorrowland.
Tortuga Tavern, very similar one.
It is, yes. I feel like Tomorrowland Terrace, though, opens up as many, many different quick service.
It's basically become the dessert party place now.
It changes its name so often. Every time it opens up, when it eventually opens up, I swear it's under a different name.
It's a strange one because I always remembered it in early trips always being open, and whether that was just because my early trips were always in summer and it was just peak times for it to be open. But yeah, the last few years it just never seems to be anything there.
No, but like you said though, they do offer the dessert parties there, which I have never been to, but I would like to go to one at some point. I think it's still the same since they've reopened. I've not actually checked on any dessert parties since everything's reopened from the pandemic. But I'm assuming so. But I would like to try it because I don't think they're too expensive, are they?
No, I think they're normally like $60 or something. And they seem great. But then the thing that always gets me is I don't think you actually end up with that great a view of the fireworks.
Yeah, that's what I always think. I'd far rather get a better view down below.
Yeah, I think you can quite easily rock up into the hub quite late on, to be honest, and sort of nestle yourself in a little spot and have quite a central view rather than being off in a corner somewhere.
Well, especially as well, now that Happily Ever After is coming back with Main Street projections.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to see the projections down Main Street, which kind of defeats the point of paying extra to get a good setting for the fireworks.
I mean, I'm kind of interested.
I don't think I've actually ever seen the projections on Main Street. I think we've always kind of stood near the castle.
Yeah, these I was just going to say.
These are new for Happily Ever After's return.
I think they've done some projections on Main Street for something else before, whether it was maybe the Christmas fireworks. But
probably for Christmas,
I feel like it's one of those things that's just there for the people in the back. And it's not really, you know, it's nice to look at, but is it that great?
I can't lie. When I was at Disneyland California and they have the projections and like the blow ups on the roof and things down Main Street, I was still in the middle of Main Street watching that. And I was like blown away with the projections down there, things popping up on top of buildings. And you just felt so immersed in it.
Okay.
And it's literally just a projection on the building, but it it added so much
more. It just
more.
Adds that peripheral sort of immersion, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm curious as to what's going to happen, because on the Disney World website at the moment, they say that the Happily Ever After fireworks parties begin April 3rd, 2023. And you can book reservations from March 23rd. Prices that they're showing on here is, has gone up a little bit. $114 for adult and $69 for children. And gratuity is not included or required.
For just dessert?
That's for the celebration. So a sweet celebration, this is called, for the Magic Kingdom 50th fireworks dessert party. Jay says, I'll just read it out to you. Join us at Tomorrowland Terrace, where you discover... We'll discover a host of 50th anniversary themed desserts prepared by our pastry chef, including chocolate dipped strawberries, butterscotch pudding, and a variety of cheeses. Drink selections will also be available, including an assortment of beer and wine. So it is including alcohol as well.
Still think you've got a way to go to make that value back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think because it's just dessert as well. Like, it's so sickly that how much dessert can you actually eat? Where it was like a buffet, you can like keep stuff in like tater tots in, can't you really? But there's only like so many cakes you can eat before like you're sick.
Do we know if they had the Main Street projections during the cast previews last week?
I believe they probably would have. Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't.
Be interesting to see if there's some sort of footage of that floating around.
I think there are videos online of what people took, but I haven't watched it because, again, I'm the kind of person that doesn't like watching things, even though I've seen the show 1,000 times.
Yeah,
It's all the little extras that are added, including the projections. I want to keep a surprise.
Not if you're at the dessert party, though, because you won't even see it.
Yeah, you won't see it. All right, Tom, did you have any honourable mentions at all?
So mine's kind of crossed between two, and they do link together somewhat. One is Be Our Guest, because technically not actually a quick service anymore.
Okay,
But obviously the ambience in that room was... That's why you go there. The food was pretty good as well. You know, it wasn't top class, but for quick service theme park food, you were getting decent value. But those rooms are just absolutely stunning. The amount of detail they put into them was incredible. Mm-hmm. But then linking to that, Gaston's Tavern. Yes. LeFou's Brew and the Giant Cinnamon Swirl are fantastic.
See, I wasn't that impressed with LeFou's Brew.
I think it's a Marmite type thing. It's either, because it's such a distinct flavour.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's either something you're going to love or it's a complete one and done.
Yeah, I definitely think it was a one and done for me, but was it the cinnamon roll that you said they have there?
Yes.
That was good.
The size of your face.
Yeah. Again, I had that after the Halloween party when they offered discounted snacks throughout the park. And yeah, that was good. It was really good. I could have eaten that as a main meal. It's huge.
Yeah. One of those things, again, that like you get to like share possibly as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yeah.
You wouldn't share. Yeah. And what's LeFou's Brew? Is it apple-y?
Yeah, so it's a frozen apple drink, I think, and then I can't remember what the foam is on the top.
See, the queues have always been like insane the last couple of times I've went, so like, we haven't bothered, but I do love a bit of like apple juice, so that sounds like something that I would
Mobile
like.
Order is always your friend.
Yeah.
So just picking it up here.
See, I'm trying to get there for you. A passion fruit mango foam.
Yes.
That sounds insane.
It says frozen apple juice
some
with
hints
a hint
of marshmallow.
Of toasted marshmallow, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I want one.
I think it was a little bit too much for me, the flavor wise. Like I do
as
like
good
apple.
As butter.
And I didn't want to say, but I think that's the whole thing that they was going for. They wanted something to compete, a drink to compete that's frozen with cream on top. But it doesn't live up to that.
It's not the same.
It's not at all.
But then it's not the same. Like, butterbeer is basically like cream soda, isn't it, really? Where it's a lot sweeter. So you can't really compare.
But they will anyway.
They tried. They tried. Yeah. All right. Have you guys got any other honourable mentions or anything that you'd like to mention about quick service in Magic Kingdom?
Not an honourable mention as such, but I was sort of briefly touching on it when you were mentioning Tomorrowland Terrace. Have any of you ever seen Tortuga's Tavern open?
No.
Once. I have once. I think I went there one time. I can't remember what I got. But yeah, that's another one that's always...
Because it's actually got a reasonable menu. You know, it's a little bit different. It's a bit out there. But I've never ever seen that place open, and I don't apart from you just saying now you've seen it once, I don't think I've known anyone else that's ever seen it open.
Yeah, I think I remember looking on maybe just a park map at one point and looking at them, and I don't know if it told me on the menu or I found somewhere anyway there was a menu and I was like, that sounds really good, I'm gonna go, walked all the way across there and it was closed and I was like, oh. Yeah, and I, even though it's technically not a quick service, you can't not stop at Starbucks. Now there's a Starbucks in the park.
Class it as a quick service.
See, I mean, I'm not a Starbucks person. I don't get the hype.
But it's coffee.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest coffee drinker anyway. So
yeah, no, nor am I.
I'll pop in for a cold drink every now and then.
I'll take your caffeine once we're out there then. Yeah. I do make more stops at Joffrey's rather than I do at Starbucks. So.
See, I'm not a hot drink person. I'm one of those weirdos. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea.
Yeah, I'll occasionally get a hot chocolate, but that's my limit.
Yeah, you won't find milk in my fridge. Like, if you come over to my house and you want a cup of tea or a cup of coffee.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
You ain't going to be happy. Yeah.
And on that note, I think we'll end it there.
Yeah. No word of a lie. My friends are coming over tomorrow and her husband is bringing his own milk with him.
Wow.
They know what's up.
She was like, do we need to bring milk? I was like, yes.
All right, we've actually put a pretty good dent into that. I thought we wouldn't have as much to say about things, but obviously we can just chat for days.
Sidetracks. So,
yes, sidetracked many, many times, many more times to come. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, give us a follow on socials. We're currently on TikTok and Instagram at Ears to the Parks. Go ahead and give us a like, comment. I don't think have we got any photos on there at the moment? I think we do. Mm-hmm. We're pretty new to this, so. But we'll get something up. Go give us a comment and let us know that you enjoy the show and share it with your friends as well. That'd be great. And if you did want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us at contact@earstotheparks.com, or you can get in touch with me directly at gary@earstotheparks.com as well.
Yay. I'm at tom@earstotheparks.com.
I'm at nothing, don't contact me.
Oh, there we go. Excellent. Yeah, but I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Be sure to give us a rating as well on whatever platform you're listening on. But yeah, I think that's good. I think we'll end it there. So thank you guys for joining us tonight, and yeah, hopefully we'll see you again on the next one on your flashbacks to the magic right here. Here's to the parks.
Bye guys.